Immigration issues are at the core of an essay that has been published in France. It's a 30-page political essay, and it has proved an unexpected success, actually topping bestseller lists for weeks now. The essay's title is Entendez-vous, or Get Outraged, and it's a call to French people to rebel against social inequities. The author is a 93-year-old man named Stéphane Aissel. He's a resistance hero and a former French ambassador. He was born in Berlin, Germany, became a French citizen at the age of 20. 2 years later, World War II began. Aissel survived concentration camps. He went on to lead a career as a diplomat. He was involved in drafting the Universal Declaration of Human Rights in the 1940s. Stéphane Aissel says that his lifelong drive to improve the human condition has driven him to call on fellow citizens to take action.
They ought to be outraged because the hopes that were sent by the resistance, the French resistance, in a program called the Program of the National Council on Resistance, these ideas of greater social justice, of greater opening to foreign nations, to immigrants, all this is not being carried now, either by France or by Europe, or even by other countries in the world. I can think of the United States towards the immigration from Mexico, for instance. These problems that we considered important problems to be solved at the time immediately after World War II, they are still in abeyance, and we must still express our anger when we feel that our governments, I'm thinking of the French government, but not only, are not doing what they should, because the two major problems that we have to face, the protection of our planet Earth, which is badly damaged by international economic and financial actions, and the other, the greater and greater difference between the very wealthy and the very poor. These problems are sufficiently important for us to be indignant or to be outraged or to be angry, just as you want.
Okay, let's talk about the environment, but first let's talk about the problem of illegal immigration, especially, again, using your own history in helping to create the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. As you mentioned, immigration, illegal immigration in particular, is a huge issue, not just in France where you are, but throughout Europe and certainly here in the United States. It's a campaign issue and has been an issue among people for many, many years now, with very little resolution. Part of the resolution that Nicolas Sarkozy instituted was a policy in terms of gypsies, the Roma people, of, in some cases, putting them back on planes and sending them out to where they came from. This was something that caused an enormous amount of distress among, of course, the immigrants and among a lot of French people themselves. But looking at the problem of the lack of assimilation of what he had considered, at least, the financial and economic demands put by illegal immigrants on society, what is the middle ground, knowing how widespread this problem is?
It is indeed one of the most important problems, and let me say that the Canadian government is one of the few that has really made an effort to have its immigrants be well integrated into the Canadian society, and also to work with countries of origin. The important thing for all of us is to say immigration floods are going to be larger under the effect of climatic change and of other major international happenings. Mass migration is something that we must be prepared for, and one can only try to solve the problems that it puts by working with the countries of origin, making sure that they can try, with our help, to give work, employment, and possibilities in their own country to their own youth, and for us to accept the intervention of great number of people who can work happily and well in our countries, provided they're being taught our languages, they're being made to understand our legal instruments. This is a problem that can be solved, and we have to try to make immigration not something that one is afraid of, but something that one is happy with.
So in your book, literally and figuratively, what does it look like for people to get outraged? What do they do?
They get together, they think together, and they act together. They can act in order to help the immigrants to find a good way. They can help to see to it that water, that energy are being treated in the way that they can become a permanent asset of our societies, which is not the case right now. They can work together. They can find the kinds of civic organizations that will put pressure on their governments and hope that their governments will do the right thing if they are sufficiently pressed to do it.
Monsieur Aissel, very nice to talk to you. Thank you again.
Thank you for having listened to me.
Stéphane Aissel is a 93-year-old former French ambassador and the author of the book Indignez-vous or Get Outraged. It's a current best-selling political essay in France.